2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, sports fans, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell and old Alex Geary here. Got some funny music going on.
Yeah, you know what that means? You know what that music is, buddy?
I do.
Scott Mitchell's Crystal Ball.
It's that time. Uh-oh. He's done it. Now, this is the magic of radio, too, by the way. You're in your car driving around. Scott leans over and picks his backpack up, okay? And he undoes the string there. And then he uses it, and then he holds it like a toddler through the segment. He holds it in his lap, and then he peers into the bag. Okay, because you can't get the crystal ball out of the bag.
Oh, have you ever watched Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom
right.
and all that stuff?
You can't let it. No, I can't. My mortal eyes can't see it because I'll melt.
Yeah. Bad things happen.
That's your arc that you got there in the bag. All right, so you got it. You got Scott Mitchell's crystal ball. What we do here is we bust out some scenarios, and Scott's got to stop. He's like digging through the bag. This is not necessary for our real segment of looking into the future.
I got to get in the mode.
I know.
Right?
Do you have like some fortunes in there too? Like fortune, like you know how all those papers? You ate them?
No, oh, you mean
all the papers?
Oh, no, I saved those.
Are you like Santa of the fortune? Put those in the cookies? You like drop them in there?
No, I save them.
You save them.
I save my fortunes.
Okay. Now, this is a little bit tough, too. We'll give the scenario there, and then Scott will actually – sometimes the crystal ball, it just says what it says, right? Isn't that kind of what the deal is? And then we have to
figure out
what that means. I don't know what that means, but – all right, so let's look at this. We're halfway through the college football season. What's the college football playoff look like, Scott? The 1-4, ooh, the college football playoff, because certainly it looks a little different right now, but there aren't any college football rankings yet, technically. We're still waiting on week 8.
Yes.
For that. So I'm wondering what the college football playoff looks like because I'm really looking forward to it being mixed up a little bit. So do I have any hope on that side of things? Oh, he's looking. Stop.
It says crazy.
It just says crazy.
No.
Oh.
No. Crazy.
Uh-huh.
It says maize and blue.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
WKRP.
Okay.
It has a Herschel Walker.
Oh, wow. Maybe a Georgia. So we've got Michigan, possibly, if you've got maize and blue.
Maize and blue.
WKRP.
Cincinnati.
Of course, famous radio station out of Cincinnati. And then Georgia Bulldogs.
And, nope, there's one more.
Oh.
It's got a duck.
Oh, wow, a Pac-12 team may crack in that thing, huh?
Yeah.
And it's not Arizona State? Wow. It's not Utah?
Well, they're not ducks.
I know they're not.
Yeah.
I look at it and maybe it's one of those things.
Like it said crazy.
Okay. All right. Let me see here. Next up on the on Scott's Crystal Ball. Hey, how are the Jazz going to be in the regular season? Last year, the best team in the regular season. I don't know if we even asked the Crystal Ball, hey, are they going to be the best team in the regular season last year? Because we didn't think that would be something. But I know that the Crystal Ball told us some amazing things about the Jazz last year. What about this year?
It said irrelevant.
What does that mean? The team's going to be irrelevant?
No, regular season.
Oh,
irrelevant.
Okay. Well, then what about the postseason? What about the postseason?
Sit, don't ask me that question.
Stop asking.
Postseason?
Yeah, what about the postseason then? Yeah. If it says maize and blue again, I'm going to be really
upset. You know what it says?
What is it?
It says that Nuggets?
What's that mean? They're going to face the Nuggets in the
finals.
In the Western Conference Finals? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Jazz and Nuggets in the finals.
The Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Ooh, I could go for some jazzy Nuggets.
It
sounds really good. Well, Jazz won their. I mean, they had a preseason game last night. They won by 30 over the
finals. Though.
This is the Western.
It won't tell me who's going to win.
Yeah,
it's too early.
That's tough because when you didn't say an Eastern Conference team, I already got a little bit deflated.
I'm sorry
because that makes it sound like they're not going to get as.
It just says they're going to play.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it certainly looked good last night. I mean, I know that the preseason doesn't mean much, but I mean they ran it up on the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Anybody who came in basically had their way with the Pelicans. So
yeah.
What do you have on that or in that crystal ball? Ooh, it's swirling around. I'm assuming in there is Alabama. What's the fate of Alabama if they're not in the college football playoff? Then what are we talking about for Alabama then at the end of the year?
Oranges.
Oh, so they'll be in a New Year's Six still. Okay, yeah. All right. So they're the Orange Bowl. I'm assuming, or is
it?
I mean, it's Christmas time. So you said maybe somebody sent Nick Saban a box of oranges.
Oh, that'll be home for Christmas.
That'd be kind of nice.
Yeah.
Scott, what about Utah? What about the Utes and the Pac-12 South chances? Are they going to be the ones? Are they going to make it to the Pac-12 championship game? Or
I got to clear off the manure.
Oh, what is that? What's the manure
it's
for?
Covering up the roses.
Oh, no. So they're not going to get to the Rose Bowl because – oh, you think they're going to get to the Rose Bowl. Oh, if the Ducks go to the college football playoff, you say
– yeah.
That the Utes are going to go to the Rose Bowl.
Roses.
That is quite an aggressive
take. I'm not saying
this.
The Crystal Ball's take.
That's quite an aggressive take by the Crystal Ball. The Crystal Ball, I don't know what it's got going on. Okay, what about BYU? Because that one loss, I think a lot of people just assumed their season was going to be, one of those that kind of goes. Now, this is their last year of independence, and they're also scheduled to play in the Independence Bowl this year, which is quite ironic considering that this is their, one of their last years of independence. So is it that where they're going to end up, or do they have the chances of being in a New Year's Six Bowl still?
It's just showing me a snowball in hell.
Just one.
It's melting.
Their chance of getting
that's
to the
their chance of getting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the crystal ball had a picture of a snowball.
Yeah, it did.
I think you probably
melting.
It was melting.
It was melting.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So
all right.
You can only assume one thing.
Yes.
But it does say independence.
Oh, so maybe the Independence
better.
Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that was very straightforward then. All right. So tell me about the give me some ideas then on this. Give me some ideas in baseball, because we've got right now, you've got the Astros and the Red Sox going to be facing each other in the ALCS.
Yeah.
We don't have the NLDS totally figured out, but who's going to win the World Series this year, Scott? Who's going to win that World Series? Now, you saw the Dodgers up for grabs, possibly, but even the Brewers and the Braves are in this thing still.
It's actually the Giants.
Oh, wow. So you're saying the San Francisco Giants, best record in all of baseball.
I don't know. It just says the Giants.
I think they won 107 games this year.
Giants.
Pretty dang good. So the Giants.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know who they're going to play, though?
Who are they going to play?
The
Astros. The
Astros.
Yeah, gosh darn it. Yeah.
The Astros, it says, just learned how to cheat better.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. It says it on the ball.
Yeah, it says, they didn't get caught.
They're better cheaters this year. Okay, that's good.
I mean, that's really what baseball is and a lot of sports.
Okay.
Is just the better cheaters win.
Switch me gears on the NFL then.
Ooh.
Here, because now I don't know what to think. Because on the one hand, you've got everyone telling me that the Buffalo Bills are the best team in the NFL. And yet at the same time, You've got Tom Brady, who's still doing crazy things down in Tampa Bay. Who's going to be in the Super Bowl this year? Not necessarily even win it, but who are the two teams maybe in the Super Bowl?
Actually, Buffalo's going to win its first Super Bowl.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
like,
they're going to play the Rams.
So it's going to be a Rams-Bills Super Bowl. Yeah. And the Bills are going to win this thing.
Yes.
You don't feel like the crystal ball's bandwagoning like just a little bit too hard right now? Like, settle down.
I would not talk like that, Alex.
Okay.
I cannot repeat.
One really, really good weekend, and then suddenly the crystal ball is all on board with the Buffalo Bills.
No, I just, no, the crystal ball, like, gave you,
can't
you a
say
ge-
something.
Well, it gave you a gesture.
Okay. 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty on the crystal ball.
No, I was just saying you're number one.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad the crystal ball and I don't see necessarily
eye
to
eye. Yeah, don't talk back to the crystal ball.
Well, that's it. That's all the time we have for our crystal ball. We put that thing away. It makes me nervous, man. Get it out of here.
Right here.
Yeah. Seal that thing up. It's like burning my eyes here. Let's take our break here. We've got news, traffic, and weather. When we come back, we've got more to go here on KSL's Unrivaled. In fact, right around the corner, boy, I hope we don't have to make any more predictions here. The Nets are not going to allow Kyrie Irving to be a part-time player for that team. Initially, it was, can't play any games here in New York. But I think they sort of looked around, did the math on this thing, and said, yep, not a possibility to keep this guy as part of the team if he's not going to get vaccinated. Another Kyrie Irving moment that is coming back here. We've got more to talk about. We'll stay right here with that. Plus, our MVPs are around the corner. Stay right here. It's KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.